Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
According to Jesus, 3 out of 4 got no results from what they heard. 3 out of 4. Going by what he described, 75% of the people that heard the Word of God got no results. That would explain some things. Wouldn't it? Yes. That would explain some things. Is this true or not? Yes. People like to live in a fairy tale. They like to do nothing. You know, people like what I call no fault religion. Yeah. What do you mean? No matter what happens, it's not my fault. Yeah. No matter what doesn't happen, it's not my fault. It's God's mysterious ways and will. He's in control of everything and he's chosen for everything. Lies. Not true. He has left so much up to us. Phyllis just read earlier, I set before you, God said, life, death, blessing, cursing. You choose, he said. Whose choice is it? If it's ours, it's not his. If it's my choice, it's not his choice. He didn't say, I've already chosen for you. Now, religion tries to believe he's already chosen everything for everybody. It's not true. It's not true. 75% of people that heard the words, the anointed words of the Master, got no results. None. Is it because it wasn't God's will? No. Believing that would be a lie. Is it because God's will was worked better in them not getting harvests? No. Was it because God was telling them, wait a while? It's not time. No. It's because of their wrong response to the Word. Wrong response. Our life, the outcomes of our life are being determined by our response to His Word. This first group of people got no results. They heard the same word that the person, the good ground person heard that got 100-fold. But they got nothing. Why? It says they heard it, but they didn't understand it. Go with me to Luke 8 real quickly and you'll see something that's enlightening, because this is recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It says in Luke 8, verse 5, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was what? Trodden down. That's one reason why you need to read all the accounts, because Luke's the only one said this. And Matthew is the only one that said they didn't understand it. And you got to put them together to get the whole picture. Why did the word produce no results in this person's life? They didn't understand it. It never got in them. Wayside. The seed came to them, but just like in a field, it didn't get in the ground. It just fell on top of the ground, and there was something there immediately to get it. And the Bible said the devil, represented by the fowls, came immediately to steal it. Why? The devil is scared of what this seed can do in your life.
Oh, yes.
And so the safest thing for him is to steal it before it ever gets in you, before it ever starts in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The salvations, the testimonies, the churches, the ministry that it's under our hand now began when I got up off of that red shag carpet and reached over and got my Bible. Come on, can you see this? And Phyllis got hers. And we begin to let that seed get in us. It's sad that so many people have zero respect for the Word of God. I mean, they won't make any effort to get up and go to church to hear it. They won't allot any time to read a chapter or a verse. None. They have no regard for it, which means they trod it. Can you see that? Yes. It was trodden down. You don't step on stuff you highly regard. People say, you did what? You got up when? You drove how long to hear preaching? What? Are you nuts? It's your day off. You could have slept. You could do this. You could do that. Who says you can't do that? Why you got to do it Sunday morning? You get blessed enough, you can do it Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, multiple times a week. You get blessed enough, but how do you get blessed enough? Seeking first His kingdom, His righteousness, His things. There was a move in the 70s and 80s where a lot of people began to see the value of God's Word. And we'd go to meet, Phyllis and I were among them, we'd go to meetings, stand outside in the cold, in lines, for hours and hours and hours to get in a building, to hear the Word of God. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Because you're beginning to see the importance. You're beginning to see the value of this Word. And you want to hear it. You want it to get in you. And what's already in you, you know it needs to be watered. If you don't water it, continue to water it, it'll dry up. You understand, even a natural seed with no water and no ground, it can lay dormant for years and years and do nothing. They trod it down. And because they trod it down, they understood it not. And because they didn't understand it, the enemy was able to come immediately and just grab it before it ever got in them. Somebody say, not me, not me, not me. That's why when you come to church, you need to be all here. Yes. Hmm? When you read your chapter, don't you let a text, a ding on the phone, ding, get delivered from the ding. Don't let it run your life. I remember a time when we had no cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
And amazingly, we survived. We made it. I remember a time where you would go all day and nobody know where you were exactly and could not contact you. And you had to wait till you get home to talk about it. Why am I saying that? Because of technology, many people are perpetually distracted and have the attention span of a fruit fly. I'm telling you. You try to say something to them and they're checking their phone and they're listening to this and they got an earphone in one ear. And where are they? They don't know where they are. Bless their heart. They're all over the place. They're my, and they think it's because they're so highly intelligent and they can multitask so amazingly, and it's laughable. It's laughable.
Amen.
I'm a jet pilot, one of the best planes there is. And when you're flying 500 miles an hour and you got 50 instruments to keep up with, and Mike and I in the cockpit, you would call that multitasking.
Yes, big time.
But I'm telling you, there is no such thing as true multitasking. Amen. What do you mean? When you take your eyes off of this to do this, you're missing this. Don't tell me you can keep up with all of it, because you can't. You go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But you're missing something when you're not on it. When it comes to God, please, would you take some good advice before the new year?
Yes, sir.
Would you?
Yes, sir.
Give Him your full attention. Give Him your full focus and your complete attention. Practice turning everything off and getting quiet and being still and knowing that He is God. You don't have to ask Him 1,000 things. Just give Him your complete attention. For a period, you just got your mind on Him. Nothing else. Now, if you hadn't done it, it'll be a challenge for you. Your mind will be on this and that and the other and your job and fried chicken in the refrigerator. And you'll have to grab it and pull it back, pull it back, pull it back. But if you'll do that, you'll develop powers of concentration. And this is part of growing up spiritually. And you'll learn how to focus and keep your mind somewhere for a while on Him. And that's how He can talk to you. That's how He can get things in you. And that's how it can get watered. Amen. And that's how it can grow. But it begins by not trodding it down. It begins by saying, shh, 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 hush, hush. The Lord's speaking. Okay, not now, not now. Yes, Lord. And He is, at that moment, your entire world. Are y'all with me, friends?
Yes,
we live in a world that knows nothing about what I'm talking about right now. They're so used to being perpetually distracted and don't realize how it has diminished them. But when you do this, there are many voices in the world, and they're all saying something. And most of it, you're better off not hearing. But there is one. Remember what Jesus told Martha and Mary? Martha, Martha, you're careful and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Everybody say one thing, one thing, one.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.